How about some would you rathers on a Wednesday here, Keith?
Right.
Or I'm sorry, Billy. What do we have for would you?
All right, first one up. How are ya? First one is, would you rather have Josh Allen and Keon Coleman or Tua and Tyreek Hill?
All right, so the Thursday night matchup this week is Bills and Dolphins. I think we all agree Josh Allen is better than Tua, but we all agree that Tyreek Hill is better than Keon Coleman. So where does this come down? I think, you know me, I love wide receivers.
You do.
But I'll take Josh Allen and Keon Coleman. I think Coleman could be good. And Allen, I have like a whole tier or two above Tua. We'll see what the shelf life is. He might be sort of, you know, he plays kind of like a Cam Newton style, so it might hit like, you know, hit a wall at some point. But right now, I think he's still an MVP candidate year in and year out. So I will take that combo, but I think it is pretty close.
So I like the quarterback. I feel like we're answering this backwards. I'm the quarterback's guy.
But
Josh Allen's amazing. I definitely think you can win with him. Oh, he's never won anything. He has too many turnovers. No. I definitely think you can win with him. I actually like Keon Coleman. One of my favorite tier two wide receivers after the Harrisons and Neighbors and Adunzes of the world in this draft was Keon Coleman. I liked him a lot.
And he seems hilarious.
That's also true.
Yeah.
And he had a very good week one.
Mm-hmm.
That said, Tyreek Hill is unstoppable. You know, I mean, even the police, they arrest him. He's still playing in the game and catching 80-yard touchdowns.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill is unstoppable on the field. Bad guy off of it.
Yep.
Good guy on it.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to Tua, I think he's just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely high enough where I look at it and go, you can win with that guy.
I was going to say, he needs to win like two Super Bowls for me to be like, oh, yeah,
like,
maybe.
He's like barely.
yeah, he's on that line.
Barely above the line and real close to it. I would say, yes, you can win with Tua. So give me Tua and Tyreek.
Massive game tomorrow, though, with the state of the Jets early on right now. And then, you know, the Patriots, fun first win. But the winner of this Dolphins-Bills game, like, that's a big step forward.
They're going to be tied with the Patriots at 2-0 in the division.
Well,
that'll be good.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Gunnar Henderson or Bobby Witt?
So Gunnar Henderson, I think most years, he and Bobby Witt, if it wasn't for Aaron Judge, we'd be arguing over who the AL MVP is.
Mm-hmm.
They're the young gun shortstops. This is the Nomar and A-Rod from yesteryear. I will go, as much as I like Gunnar Henderson, then give me Bobby Witt. I think he can pick it a little bit better. He runs it better. He's going to win the batting title by like 30 points, even though people don't really care about that. They're both great. I think I'll go Bobby. They're both good athletes, but I'll go Bobby Witt.
Henderson, third base?
Short.
Witt? Oh, he is short?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think he was third base?
Well, there was talk that they were going to move him with Jackson Holliday.
So maybe that's what,
maybe that's what
it was. So he's been playing short the whole time, by mistake.
Yeah.
So I would still go Bobby Witt, and here's why. Isn't he their whole team?
Yep. But they got a good pitching staff, and then they have him.
Yeah, and they went out, you know, they signed Lugo, and they added, you know, Waka, and they made trade deadline moves and everything else. He's their team.
Yeah.
And so, look, Gunnar Henderson is part of a youth movement in Baltimore. They tanked forever. They got a bunch of high draft picks. He's a part of something in Baltimore.
Yep.
Witt's their whole team. And so if you're capable of carrying a team to the playoffs almost by yourself, give me that guy. I'll take Bobby Witt.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have NFL games every single day of the week or only on Sunday?
I'll go on this. I would rather every single day of the week.
Oh, you're out.
That's a
Crazy.
Lot. That's a lot.
It's
That's
too
a
much.
Lot. No, it's not too much.
It's like Bill Belichick's job.
It's not too much.
Way too much.
Fantasy.
It's much too much.
Fantasy matchup
when
every day.
When does the week start? When does it end?
Betting,
I can't keep track.
Betting. Yeah, but now you're limiting it to just one day.
One day.
All
in on Sunday.
I want Monday Night Football. I want Thursday Night Football. I liked the Friday game last week. I could handle a Friday game.
You want Wednesday?
Every single week.
Well, you want Tuesday, Wednesday
no,
game?
But here's what,
psycho.
I would rather have Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Saturday.
Than just Sunday.
College football plays on Saturday. You have football on Saturday.
Yeah.
You have the Friday Night Lights. You got the kids playing on Friday. Go out to your local high school game.
College football basically plays every day once you get into...
Yeah, you got Maction.
Once you get into Mac. I know, but this is my point.
Sunday.
So I like having a game to bet on. I like having a game to bet on Tuesday.
Well,
I like having a game to bet on Wednesday.
You can bet snooker on Wednesday.
But I like betting football.
All right, well, bet it on Sunday, and then that way the red zone...
No, I need my fix the rest of the week.
Every freaking game is on Sunday. Then it's perfect. It's already too much.
So you don't want Monday Night Football?
Well, no, I want Monday Night Football,
but not at the expense
of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday Night Football.
Well, I want that more.
No.
I want that more.
That is so outrageous.
Why is that outrageous?
Football every single day? When does the week start? When does it end?
Who cares?
Oh, I cares.
I bet every day. I got fantasy implications.
Every day. Oh, that's a good thing. That's
fantasy,
a good habit.
Fantasy implications. I didn't say it was healthy. I'm just saying
now
it's something that I want to do.
I drink every day, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, if I'm betting every day and I got fantasy every day, I'm definitely drinking
Lanny, break the tie on this one then. Would you rather
football every day or football
just
one day a week?
Sunday only.
Yes, Billy!
It's the missionary position of football takes is what that is.
Sometimes it can be very good.
You know what?
Belly on belly.
The Bailey suplex.
You know what? You guys are right. How dare
is
I?
Is he something to look forward to?
Yeah.
You only get so many games.
Talking about the missionaries? Oh, no. He's talking about the games still.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. And then that way, because sometimes as the year goes on and bye weeks start to creep in, and you're like, they slate on Sunday.
The games stink.
Kind of a bunch of bad games.
That's true.
And you're like, if everybody played on Sunday, think about the parlays.
Yeah.
Think about how the fun you could have.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about
Tuesday Night Football. I got to get home for Tuesday Night Football.
I'm thinking
like a lunatic.
Monday through... Oh, I would love to have Tuesday Night Football to look forward to every week.
No, you wouldn't. You need a little bit of a breather.
What else we got?
Would you rather listen to Tom Brady or Tony Kornheiser call a game?
So, Tony Kornheiser might have been the worst.
How bad? Was he worse than Miller?
Dennis Miller was pretty bad. He's kind of out of place. Tony Kornheiser, though, even though he was a sports guy, wasn't a very good fit at all. Like, he's good at his show. They've been doing that PTI show for like 1,000 years. But you put him in that setting, as bad as Brady was week one, I'd much rather have Brady, because at least it's still Tom Brady. At least it's a quarterback. Maybe it'll get better. Kornheiser was an attempt at it, but it was a swing and a miss.
So I guess here's what I would say about Brady. This is where I'd agree with the it's only 1 week crowd. This is where I'd agree with that.
Okay.
It's only been 1 week.
That's
he
right.
had a lot of time to prep.
Yep.
But let me see. Give me a few more games. After a month, I might say Kornheiser, but right now, with the unknown with Brady and the known with Kornheiser, how long did he do it? 2 years?
Tony,
did Kornheiser? He only make the 1 year?
That's
Miller,
a good question.
Miller, I think, only got the 1 year. I feel like Kornheiser got a couple. I thought. That's my recollection anyway. But after like a month, I might shift to the Kornheiser side. Right now, I would say it's an unknown with Brady. It was a bad debut, a really bad debut, especially for a guy who had a year plus to prepare. And they hit him, and they're paying him $37 million a year.
Yeah.
Right now, though, I would lean Brady on that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to find where Tony Kornheiser was. 06 to 08.
Oh, wow, so more than I thought. They should have had Kornheiser and Wilbon. They should have just had him PTI the game.
So it looks like ESPN went. So Monday Night, this is just Monday Night Football I'm looking at, and they obviously jumped around.
Which you want to get rid of.
Who is your crew, by the way?
You want to get rid of Monday Night Football. Oh, like when I think of it?
Yeah.
I think of Frank and Alan Dan.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the same age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the crew. No, nobody was better than those guys.
Yeah. Well, there might have been, but that's who
I
think.
No, they
of.
Were probably all better than those guys. Yeah, but like growing up, the first time you were allowed to watch Monday Night Football,
the helmet smashing?
Helmet smashing, and then Frank and Alan Dan.
Yeah.
And then I remember years later, Dan Dierdorf got punted to like the bad CBS game, and you'd see him, and he was pretty bad. And you're like, wait a minute. That's the guy that kicked ass on Monday night.
Yeah, whatever. 10-year-old me. Love Frank and Alan Dan.
I was like,
Dan.
Frank and Alan Dan.
Crash those
rapport.
Helmets.
Hank Williams crushing the intro song.
Hank
it's
Williams
Frank
Jr.
and Alan Dan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to get the thing started.
They're going to get it started.
Nobody was better.
No, so.
But in reality, they were all better. So, no, I'm looking at the.
Well, Al was good.
Al was good still. Was good.
What was that setup?
Al was the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Frank and Dan were like the two color guys. They were both former players.
Yep. I thought Gifford did some play-by-play, too, though, over the years. Didn't
did
he?
Frank?
I thought he did.
I don't know.
Let me fact-check that.
I don't know.
All right. Anyways.
I like Frank.
That's my crew.
Color commentators at ESPN on Monday Night Football went Tony Kornheiser, Joe Theismann, Ron Jaworski, John Gruden, Booger McFarlane, Jason Witten, Brian Greasy.
Okay, Booger was
Lewis
pretty bad.
Riddick. Booger and Witten were terrible.
Witten
was actually worse than
Brady or
Kornheiser,
Witten?
Probably.
Brady.
Yeah.
Booger or Brady?
Remember they stuck him up in like a machine at one point? They're like, here he comes, Booger.
Right. Like one of those director's chairs.
I was going to say it was like your Nana going up the stairs. No. Like it was like one of those machines.
It
was, right? It's like too lazy.
Helps the stairs, yeah.
Yeah,
he was in one of those. They're like, for a unique perspective, let's go to Booger. And he's like, I'm 6 feet above the field.
Sliding across. He's like,
yeah. Why is he in that thing? And then they're like, guys, it's not working. Let's put him back in the booth. And then they put him in the booth. And it's like worse.
Hey, Booger, while you're up there, there's some hedges to trim, if you don't mind.
No, but Booger at least lasted a second season.
I'd go Booger over Brady.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Witten was a one and done. Witten was the Steve Wilkes of commentator.
Yeah, no, he was bad. He's what Brady's going to be. One and done.
Yeah, but Brady at least is probably going to play again. Oh, actually, so did Witten. I take it back. Didn't Witten?
Came back and played.
He did. Witten did come back and play.
Sure.
Yeah, but now Aikman's obviously do it. Greasy and Riddick were okay. They had that. They were like, I think it was because they replaced Witten and Booger. It's probably why they look better.
Yeah, that's true. The order of operations.
Plus, it was a Tessitore thing, right?
Yeah, he stunk too.
Nobody really liked Tessitore. Who? Lanny. You see, he's doing wrestling now?
Yeah, they introduced him on Monday, I
believe. That's probably a good fit for him.
I haven't heard any of it yet, but a lot of the tweets were like, this guy is a good fit.
That's probably a good fit for him. Do we have one more, or was that the last one?
Last question. Yeah. Would you rather be really hot or really cold?
So, good question, because especially today, this week, it's cold in the morning, hot in the afternoon. How do you dress? How do you go about your day? This is also the only time Davey Eyeballs, my co-host on the Hashtag Dork podcast, and I got into a real argument, disagreement in high school. Was over, would you rather be hot or cold?
Wait, really?
Yeah, for real. Like, we were at baseball practice, and we were, like, whipping the ball at each other, and it was like a whole, we almost fought over
really?
This. Yeah, because it was all about the, ironically enough, we both agreed we'd rather be cold, but it was because I was setting up the scenario, like, all right, you're in, like, shorts and a t-shirt, and you're hot, or shorts and a t-shirt, and you're cold.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, wouldn't it be, like, You're hot in like a sweater and like I'm like then you would take the sweater off.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, but for your scenario. So anyway, we fought over the all the
just guys being dudes.
We got mad.
Just classic guys being dudes.
We were mad at each
nice.
Other.
Nice, good. Like, yeah. I like that.
He almost killed me that day. But I think to me it's not even close. Cold. I hate sweating. I hate being like just out there at 100 degrees. It's the pits. I'd rather be freezing than hot. On the extremes, Jones, you can die either way.
Yep.
So I'm not advocating for like, would you rather have like frostbite or like burns? Like I'm saying like really hot, really cold.
Okay, but let me see if I can jump in. Not at the risk of
I might fight you. I might jump over the table.
At the risk of you lunging across the desk at me. Where do you think you could survive easier, a desert or like Antarctica?
All right, so you are changing the question.
No, but that's the same idea. It's hot or cold. It's the same idea.
I would say Antarctica.
I could survive way better in a desert.
Doesn't the snow turn into water and you can drink the water? What do you do in the desert? What are you going to do?
I find...
what are you going to find?
A cactus.
You're going to find a cactus?
Yeah, I'll tap into that cactus.
You're going to find mirage.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Would you find mirage? Water.
Drink some sand.
Water.
What are you going to eat, though?
What
like it's real hard to find any food
polar
in
bear?
Like no, I don't think so.
You don't think I'd eat a polar bear?
No, I think I
couple seals. Oh, there's so much meat on those things.
I'm eating a camel. Here you go.
You're not gonna eat a camel.
Let me give one to you.
All right.
Can't you drink your urine? I think you can drink your urine. So here we go. I'm in the desert. I'm
still have pee in Antarctica.
I'm drinking urine. Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying I think I have more chance of getting food in the desert.
But would you rather be like sweating
I just
bullets?
Answered you. I just answered you. The desert.
But this isn't about survival. This is about comfort. Would you rather be like really hot?
I'd rather be alive than not alive. I would survive in the desert. I don't think I would survive
in Antarctica. That's actually our next would you rather. Yeah. Alive or dead. We're kind of taking a real turn here. But no, to me, the sweating is the worst. And just like when you walk out of the house, we had a couple of weeks this past
I'd rather
summer.
Sweat than shiver.
No, you're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind.
You can layer up if you're cold.
You can layer
up. You can
up.
Only take off so much when you're hot.
Thank
I know,
you,
but,
Billy.
Yeah, but what are you carrying around a trunk of stuff where you just keep layering up?
Give me a hoodie. I'm good. If I have a hoodie? I can survive
in
anything.
In the freezing cold.
Yes. Put the hood up.
Then
it gets a little hot. You put the hood down.
I don't want you guys to have to see this, but I'm just going fully nude.
Just commando.
Yeah.
Just walking around fully naked. You're
palm
still
front.
Sweat.
A palm front.
You don't get sunblock.
Yeah. Oh, you're toast.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
That's all right.
That's a major problem.
Oh, yo, you don't think you're going to get any frostbite outside? That's not a major problem?
Not with my hoodie.
Not with his hoodie. Especially with the hood up and the string.
Your whole face is just frostbite. Didn't matter.
Yep, didn't matter.
Good.
Well, just put on a lot of palm fronds. So what?
No.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
I saw Bear Grylls. I know you think Bear Grylls
is Grylls is a fraud.
I saw him sleeping a camel.
For like 2 seconds.
He walked up on a dead camel.
From Star Wars.
He did.
He
did. Yeah. He still did it. He still had to climb in the camel.
Tauntaun.
I'll find a dead camel and cut my way in. And I'll sleep in there. What do you mean? Mm. Avoid the sunlight.
You're obviously traveling. Very resourceful.
Travel in the darkness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Would you rather on Wednesday? Good stuff. You guys almost fought over that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a full-on brawl.
Yes. It was bad. We had to be like, separated.
Nice.